Yeah, we've talked about it before is sometimes there is almost at odds with the two camps of systematic theology and biblical theology, but it seems like it's so systematic theology is you're trying to find all the things in scripture that are the same. So if it's about the Messiah, every passage that talks about Messiah, you're pointing to a single point that says Messiah, and then here are the Bible verses for it. Where biblical theology is kind of like how is this verse talked about, and how does that focus down to the themes and the points and stuff like that? And it's almost that meeting in the middle that we're looking for is, yes, we want to find what the Bible is saying for the time, place, person, but we're also putting it within the context of whole scripture. So it's almost like we have this two inverse triangles that are meeting together, where you're fitting almost all the Bible into each section of scripture that you're really wanting to find the balance and the consistency. Again, to steal a great line from Dr. White, James White, the inconsistency is a sign of a failed argument. And so if your biblical study is waffling there, then it's probably incorrect.
And that's where I think I don't I think it's a mis I think it's a misconception to see these as competing fields. I think some of the people who think they're competing skills fields are people who either, well, more often than not, it's on the biblical theology side. They think systematic theology is an enemy. A lot of times, like they'll say either because they're a liberal and don't believe that the Bible is consistent, and so they think all we have is the story of scripture. So we just have this trajectory. We ride that trajectory out. We try and figure out what to do in our day, because the trajectory keeps going. And or there's someone who believes that, or they're a big Bible person, and they think that systematic theology is flattening everything out. And to be fair, that's a risk of systematic theology, is to flatten everything out, which is why I think, instead of thinking of them as competing disciplines, thinking of them as kind of partner disciplines, in figuring out the whole scope of scripture. I like to think of it like in terms of a line, like systematic theology is an up and down line. You're taking a topic and you're going down the list, and you're going to start with some of the more clear verses and maybe some of the more collected systematic arguments. Like I'm thinking, like if you're going to deal with justification, you probably start with Romans 3 and 4, because that's where you're going to get the most consistent long thread of argument. You're going to jump into Galatians, which has a little bit of clear evidence, and then a little bit in Ephesians, even though justification isn't mentioned. It's kind of like, it seems like that's what they're talking about. And then you're going to start pulling in some of the smaller texts on the matter. But at some point, you're going to have to check with, like, after you've kind of constructed what you think is a good justification systematic, then you're going to check with biblical theology of what is the story of righteousness, and see, like, okay, does what we find in our systematic, does it match up with this story that's being developed over the whole story of scripture? And sometimes it's going to correct our systematic. Sometimes it's just going to add greater horizons. Like sometimes a study of the Bible is not so much about correcting so much as deepening. And that's something that we talk about on our show a lot too. It's like sometimes we go into depth on a verse, not because we needed to for getting a clarity of what the verse meant, but just to deepen our understanding of that. And sometimes that's what you get, but sometimes it is correcting. Sometimes it corrects a very simple systematic theology because we're not looking at enough data.